Welcome, it's Domain Dave from CheaperWineFinder.com with another companion podcast for a wine we wrote up on the CheapWineFinder.com website. We do that 3 times a week, maybe in December 4 times, we'll see. And we write up what we think is a good, cool, worth drinking wine. And then when we're done writing it, we plug in the microphone and then we talk about it. And today we've got a kind of an interesting wine. I like it. It's a wine that I don't think I've ever actually had other than at a tasting before. I mean, not this particular brand, but what we have is the Kirkland Signature Gigandas 2021, or Gigandas if you don't want to be French. It's from the Southern Rhone Valley. The Rhone Valley is kind of like this. There's North and South. North Rhone is very expensive Syrah wines, and the Southern Rhone is basically almost all blends, and it's Grenache, Syrah, Mourvèdre, and there's a few other grapes that go in there, but GSM is what they mostly are, and this actually is a GSM. How it's set up is that there is, if you see just Rhone Valley on the label, that means the grapes could have come from anywhere. And then it goes next. Level is Rhone Villages, and there's I forget how many, 24 different villages. I forget exactly the number, but it could come from a multiple of any of those. Usually not all of them, but a couple of them. And then you might get a singular one of those villages for the third step up. And at the very top is the Cru wines, and there's 8 Cru. And the most famous is Chateau Neuf du Pape. It's the home of the new Pope. Early 1300s, the Pope left Rome for, well, reasons that we're not going to get into now because it's all very hush-hush. Now, I don't know why he did it. But the one place they went to is like one of the best places that they could get to. They had great grapes. They're all about wine, and that's Chateau Neuf du Pape is where the Catholic Church decided that the best grapes in the region is, and the second best, like in terms of like you know, like Sonoma to like in California, Sonoma is like second to Napa. You know, Gigandas or Gigandas is like second to the Chateau Neuf du Pape. And it's a Cru. So Cru wines are like at the top of this thing. There's 8 of them. Those are the 2 most famous, and they usually are expensive. And one of the reasons why they're expensive, quite often they're made for aging. You know, this wine is made by, they put the winemaker's name on it, Guillermo Ganet, I think. He's a third generation winemaker from Chateau Neuf du Pape who makes wines throughout the Rhone. And actually, his wife is Australian, so they're working on making those wines in Australia, too. So he's a talented winemaker. He makes his own Gigandas. It's, that one is more age-worthy. He says, you can hold it for 10 to 15 years. This one, he says, you can hold for up to 10, and it's a young wine. So that's the kind of difference in price. Most of the time you see these $20 is like the lowest they are, and then it goes 40 and goes up to the hundreds. And this is $13.99. So being a younger wine, you don't always see a younger wine, because if they can sell wine for 40 or 50, why sell it for cheaper? It doesn't make sense. Like, you don't see too many Napa Valley red wines that are value priced, because they can get $50 for the same grapes. So what we got here, Kirkland's hooked us up. We've got a Cru wine for $14. And so this is, you know, as a younger wine, it doesn't have the aging potential, but that is probably better for value-priced wine drinkers, because those wines can get a little leathery or maybe a little bit too extracted, where the younger wines are bright and juicy and easier to get your palate around. I mean, it's one of those things that you taste a $300 wine and you go, oh, I don't know about that. And you taste a $15 wine and go, oh, that's good. Because you're just not ready for it. It's not that there's, not that the $300 wine is a fake because you don't like it right off the bat. Just that it's going to be a little bit different. It's not going to be in your realm of memory because you haven't had it. And I don't think I've ever had a bottle of Gigandas before. I do believe I've had it at tastings. But you don't get it. And this one fell into the Cheap Wine Finder's price range. And we're talking about in party season of a wine, an upscale wine. I mean, pulling out a Gigondas for friends and family is like cool. I mean, your neighbor comes over, you want to like get down with a bottle of wine. This will do it. And just because you didn't spend $45 and Costco hooked you up for $13, I mean, this is a legitimate Chateau Neuf de Pape winemaker. The guy owns land in Chateau Neuf de Pape. He makes Chateau Neuf de Pape wines. So you're not losing anything. And plus, as a cru wine, they have very extensive rules and regulations for the vineyards and then the winemaking production. So you're not really getting a second wine or anything of that nature. There's quality assurances in this in France for these things. You know, and so that's one thing about Costco in this matter. Sometimes Trader Joe's wines, you know nothing about where it came from. And it could come from somewhere with impeccable credentials, or it could be kind of like shady. You don't know. Here, a Chateau Neuf de Pape winemaker and a cru designated area, and it is usually it's AOC, but since it's a cru, it's a GC Appellation Gigondas Control. So you are getting a quality wine. I mean, just because it's a quality wine, does it mean you're going to love it? No, but it gives you a good shot at loving it if you like it. How's it taste? Tastes really good. It's 85% Grenache, 10% of Syrah, and 5% Mourvèdre. And the deal with that is, and that's the GSM, Grenache is lean, and it's blackberry, and it's licorice, and it's lean and long and tight. And Syrah can be, there's not a lot of Syrah here, 10%, but 10% is enough to make a difference. Plump and juicy, maybe a little spicy. And then Mourvèdre gives you another flavor, and it gives you structure, so it ties it everything together. So you're getting a one of the classic wine blends of the world. There's like the Bordeaux blend of Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, and Cab Franc, and maybe some Petit Verdot. And then there's the GSMs. This is one of the two major ones that have been important wines for a long time. And you can get it for $13.99. You can show off this holiday season without breaking the bank. And another thing about it, if you like it, you can get two bottles for a price of one, or almost maybe three for the price of one. And it makes a party a little bit better. So that's it for me, Domaine Dave, from cheapwinefighter.com. Push buttons to like us if you will. Most people, I think, get us off the web and not through Spotify or Apple Podcasts. That's fine. I don't read these anyway. I get my stuff off the web, too. So like us, you will. And adios. Bye-bye. We've got some more sparkling wines coming up because it's that time of year. So adios. Keep it cheap. And I'll be talking to everybody. Bye-bye.